Welcome to Gilmore Ball Z, a podcast where I show my husband Gilmore Girls, he shows me Dragon Ball Z, and we try to find some common ground. I'm Paige.
I'm Grant.
And this week was episode 7 of season 1 of Dragon Ball Z Kai and Gilmore Girls, and on this week, not much happened.
Yeah, this is gonna be a slow episode today, folks.
But a short episode.
Yeah, a short episode.
So, do you want to tell us what happened on Gilmore Girls?
Yeah, so Gilmore Girls this week, similar to last week, this week's Gilmore Girls did a really good job of exemplifying how Gilmore Girls is a show where nothing really happens, but they still managed to make it compelling. I think this week didn't quite do as well as last week with Emily's dinner party, but this week was all about Rory and Sam Winchester playing the role of Dean Winchester. Because we forgot to mention last week, actually, that last week's episode ended with Lorelai seeing the two of them outside, and it was like something was going to happen, and then it ended. And so I was thinking we were going to pick up where we left off there, and then we didn't. Apparently nothing happened there. Writers just totally changed their mind and wanted to pretend that scene didn't happen.
I mean, they wandered off in the woods at some point.
But they didn't kiss? He gave her a really nice, sweet birthday present, and whatever. We can talk about that later. So anyway, it's Thanksgiving in the Dementia Village. And
what a beautiful time.
It's a beautiful time. So yeah, the major plot of the episode was about Rory and Dean. She goes and visits Dean at his work at the supermarket, and then he kisses her while offering her a soda, because nobody in the state of Connecticut understands the concept of consent. She likes it, she says thank you, and then she runs away, because Rory is exactly as socially awkward as the story calls for, and then goes to tell Lane. And she's all flustered because she doesn't want to tell Lorelai, because we need this episode to be about something. And she's convinced that Lorelai will freak out, I guess. Because Lorelai freaked out originally when she thought she was going to not go to Chilton for this boy. So it kind of made sense, but it also kind of didn't. Anyway, long story short, Lorelai finds out from Mrs. Lane. And,
Mrs. Kim?
Yeah, from Mrs. Lane. And so then Lorelai is upset that Rory had her first kiss with a boy and didn't tell her mother. And so then she's pouty and upset about it, but eventually just confronts Rory, at first very ineptly through weird coded language that I'm not sure anybody was supposed to be able to figure out, but then just confronts her, and she's not sure how she feels about it, and she wants to be excited about it, but she still feels weird about it because it is her daughter's romantic life, but she's also, Rory's also kind of her best friend, and so then they have a whole complicated whirlwind of emotions going on there. But then they go to the grocery store and meet Dean, and Lorelai invites him over for movie night without Rory's consent. So then Rory's very upset about this because it's going to be an awkward date with her mom. But then it actually goes well, and they get along, and Dean, you know, is kind of accepted into the fold, and everything seems fine, and everyone's hanging out, and it's a good time. But then as soon as Rory leaves, Lorelai does the whole does the whole mama bear routine of, if you touch my daughter, I will destroy you.
Or if you hurt my daughter.
Yeah, it wasn't even so much if you touch my daughter. It was, if you hurt my daughter, I'll destroy you. So, like, Lorelai's motivations were all over the place this episode. Suki showed up out of, like, the ether with a cake, because that's just Suki's thing. She just bakes cakes all day long and then just distributes them, like some weird little cake goblin. I guess. That wasn't relevant at all to the plot. The thing is just that Melissa McCarthy wanted to get paid. And so they contrived a reason for Suki to show up. But whatever. And so then Dean actually handles the whole situation pretty well. And then at the end of the night he kisses Rory again. And so then Rory starts telling Lorelai the whole story. They have their girl talk about the first kiss. So they're back to being a weird mother-daughter but also best girlfriends thing again. Meanwhile, the very minor B-plot that, again, I wish we'd been following the whole episode, was that it's Thanksgiving, and Taylor?
Who runs the market, Taylor, yeah.
Yeah, Taylor
this
runs...
This was the first episode with Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor, who runs the market, and is apparently the craziest man in Dementia Town. He is the god king of Dementia Town. Was hassling Luke, who we've established is the only person in Dementia Town who doesn't belong there, about not putting up Thanksgiving decorations at the diner, which apparently is a problem and is a battle he's been fighting every year about not putting up directions, or decorations, rather. Luke doesn't want to do that. And so that was Luke's part of this episode, and also just to, you know, try to slap some sense into Lorelei, and again, be the only person in Dementia Town who's well-adjusted.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was pretty much the episode. It was awkward movie night, random character motivations, and solid Suki showing up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So what happened this week on Dragon Ball Z Kai?
Okay, I'm going to try here to go under a minute for Dragon Ball Z Kai's plot description. So we are starting at a minute 45.
Go.
Okay, so in this episode, all the B characters train, and Krillin's butt gets bit by Yajirobe. I didn't get that part. Bulma and Old Man Creeper go to a witch to tell the future. She says there is no future. Gohan gets child abused by Piccolo more. And Goku catches a monkey, gets beat up by a cricket, breaks a car, and then hits a cricket with a hammer, but really lightly. That was the entire episode. Training montage done.
No, you got done in less than 30 seconds.
Less than 30 seconds. Okay.
Yeah, in retrospect, we probably should have combined last week and this week. We're going to start doing that because the seasons of Gilmore Girls are actually shorter than seasons of Dragon Ball Z Kai. So if we want to keep in time season to season, we'll need to double up.
On some episodes,
Not all episodes, but certain episodes, just to keep things set. So look forward to that in the future. We probably should have done that last week. Do you have any questions for me about Dragon Ball Z Kai?
Not many, but a couple. One, why did Yajirobe bite Krillin's butt?
Because Yajirobe's power is his great appetite.
Ew.
That's the best I got. That's not actually what it is, but Yajirobe's thing is he eats a lot, so I guess he bites people.
Okay, what happened to Arm Day? Goku's training for this is to run around the planet, like King Kai's planet, trying to catch Bubbles the Monkey. And he catches Bubbles the Monkey, and then suddenly he can lift a hammer in 10 times Earth gravity, even though he has not been training his arms for the entire time that he's been catching Bubbles. What happened to Arm Day?
So, again, this is one of those things where you just need to accept the world that Dragon Ball Z takes place in. You don't, when you train, you don't work certain muscle groups. You just perform generic exercise and vaguely become stronger.
Possibly related question. We are told in this episode that King Kai's planet and planet Vegeta, where the Saiyans come from, have 10 times Earth's gravity. And so the point of Goku training there is to be used to a higher level of gravity, so he'll be used to the strength level of the Saiyans. When they get back to Earth, will they be running around like they're on the moon?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, there's a filler episode where, I forget even when in this show it takes place, but there is a scene where Goku and Chi-Chi are standing out the window, just talking about whatever, you know, probably talking about how proud they are of Gohan, and he just reaches over and he pats Chi-Chi on the back, and she goes flying out the window and slams into a tree. So, yeah, there is definitely an element of, yes, now they can do insane stuff once they're back in regular gravity. It's going to be a thing where when they need to become stronger, they build an artificial gravity machine and just train the higher and higher gravity, because that's the quickest route to power.
No, I meant specifically, will they be running around like they're on the moon?
Maybe.
Okay. And this is not so much a question, but an observation. I said last week that part of what was grating about King Kai is that he talks like Cartman from South Park.
Yes.
Now, this week they introduced a talking grasshopper.
Gregory.
Who sounds like Kyle. The fact that Kenny doesn't talk means that Bubbles is Kenny. They are 3/4 of the way to the kids from South Park.
And Goku learns a lot on King Kai's planet, just like Stan usually learns something today.
That's not his voice. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
Okay, that is all I've got this week.
That's all you got this week? Okay, I've got a couple questions about Gilmore Girls. Yeah, so I already brought up, like, has nobody in the state of Connecticut been taught consent?
Nobody in 1999 had been taught about consent.
Fair point. Moving on. Why does Lorelei have framed naked baby pictures just, like, hanging in her home?
Ask my parents, they had one. Go on.
Because, like, when Dean shows up...
Yeah, no, she has to turn down the picture. Okay, my parents, no joke, you can call them and ask them, had a picture of me wearing a little swimsuit bottom, no top, as, like, a 3-year-old posing in front of a mirror in a hotel room in Chicago. This was up in our house for many years.
I don't know. I feel like... I feel like at least you were partially covered. This was just plain old naked Rory baby butt just kind of hanging out there.
It was a baby. I mean, people have naked baby pictures.
I know people have naked baby pictures, but framing and hanging your naked baby pictures in your home, it seems weird to me, especially when Rory is just eternally embarrassed by her mother. Wouldn't she be internally embarrassed by these pictures being up?
Not really, because if you think about it, the only people who would be coming over up until this point are people from Stars Hollow, who have known Rory her entire life, know that Lorelai is weird, they're all kind of weird, they don't care. This is probably the first time she's had shame.
Okay, that's fair. True, because it is established Dean is also the new kid.
Yep. He is from Chicago.
From Chicago. Yeah, I guess those are all of my questions. I had points of confusion. Like, we brought it up while we were watching it, that Dean insists that everyone calls it Pop in Chicago. Nobody calls it Pop in Chicago.
Midwest in general, sometimes.
But as someone who came from the Chicago suburbs, I can say, nobody in Chicago cares what you call it. I didn't realize that the soda pop debate was a thing until I got to college. And I was like, wait, people actually care? There are no strong feelings on soda versus pop in Chicago. So, again, Amy Sherman-Palladino has never been to Chicago.
Yeah. I would also like to stand up a tiny bit for Lorelai's motivations. Because, as you were saying, it's kind of weird. She invites Dean over, everything is going fine, and then she pulls a Mama Bear routine.
Yeah, and I mean, part of the point of the episode is the conflict between her trying to be a mom and trying to be a friend.
And that's true, but I think it's really highlighted that's what happens after she leaves Rory and Dean alone for a while, and Rory freaks out.
That's true, Rory freaks out.
Rory freaks out, she doesn't know what to do with this boy, she doesn't know what to do with her feelings, she comes and asks her mom to come back into the room and chaperone, because she isn't ready for this. That's when Rory is asking her to come back in and be the mom, so she steps up and does the mom thing.
That's true. I suppose the conflict of the episode was Lorelai's in whether she should be a mom or a friend, and then that was Rory telling her, I need you to be a mom.
Yeah.
So that worked. Part of this show, this podcast being the hot takes right after, literally right after we watched the episodes, is that, you know, sometimes I'm still putting it together in my brain while we're recording. Yeah, so those were my questions on Gilmore Girls. So, I suspect I know the answer to this question, but what did you think of Dragon Ball?
Oh, I was so bored, Grant. There were some funny bits, but I was so bored.
It's okay, the Saiyans will show up next week. It'll get more exciting.
Toriyama was in some top-notch gag writer form, where he had a lot of fun little gags throughout the episode, but it's enough. So Grant and I both studied creative writing in college, and one of the things you see, and one of the things we both did, I know I did, is you put together a lot of funny little bits and think that's enough to keep people interested, and then when you look back later, you're like, oh no, plots, you want a plot, you want the gags to come from character work, which Toriyama does, but also you want the gags to twine in with a plot so you care, but Toriyama never did that.
No, the plot didn't quite come to town these last couple episodes. I think that these last two episodes are an example of how even Kai is not a super effective abridging endeavor, and that really, if you ever truly want to take Dragon Ball Z and turn it into a concise story, the answer is you need to rewrite it from the ground up. Toei decided they didn't want to do that. They wanted to just condense and remaster with Kai. So unfortunately, we'll probably never get that reboot of Dragon Ball Z where it's written, paced more like your modern shonen, like My Hero Academia.
Like Brotherhood.
Like Fullmetal Alchemist. Yeah, with more concise and directed storytelling. That'd be great, but I just don't think it's ever going to happen. And you just need to accept Dragon Ball Z for the flawed but deeply lovable piece of fiction that it is. And I think that the flaws really help bring it together. Any more concise thoughts than you were just bored?
I mean, Bubbles the Monkey was great as always. Good job putting in the word Bubbles.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, the comedy works. I think that just the image of Goku chasing a monkey will always be good.
Yeah, just the line, the tables have turned bubbles.
Yeah, the tables have turned bubbles. Again.
Just a grown man getting angry at a monkey.
Again, Dragon Ball Z Kai had the better one-liners this week. For me, Gilmore Girls this week, I think I'm in a similar place to where I was last week. Mm-hmm. I do think I didn't quite like this episode as much. Because this episode, I mean, it was, oh my god, Rory kissed a boy, let's dish about it for 40 minutes. And
this is where it gets the girl show.
It was very much a girl show
reputation.
This week. It was very much a girl show this week. And it was kind of a girl show last week, but it was...
Actually, I would say the problems with Gilmore Girls this week is that it was too much of a girl show, and Dragon Ball was too much of a boy show.
It's true, Dragon Ball...
One was all relationships and emotion, one was all punching and nothing happening.
Well, not even that Gilmore Girls was relationships and emotion, because I can get into my relationships and emotion. It was just that the relationships and emotion were so one-dimensional. And you're right that Lorelai's internal struggle was interesting, but even the way it was presented was, like, her being a rom-com sidekick to Rory.
Yeah.
For the entire for most of the episode, at least. And so, like, there was interesting stuff, and I admire the way they went about it, but they went about it in a way that... I don't want to say it was entirely uninteresting to me, because I was watching, and I wasn't bored, but I think that a problem that this episode had, and that the Cinnamon's Wake episode had, was that it took like halfway through the episode for the prime conflict, or not the conflict, but the prime set piece to appear. It was like halfway through the episode before we had the movie night, which is really where the interesting stuff was happening. The interesting characters were colliding. Same thing with the actual wake in the cat funeral episode. And so the first half of the episode was kind of just...
Set up
in the form of the Gilmore Girls shrilly talking about their feelings. And I'm fine with women shrilly talking about their feelings, but it needs to be spaced out with something. And so I think that is why I was kind of split on this week's Gilmore Girls. I'm glad to see more of Dean, and that he's dropped the whole, like, I'm a mysterious bad boy shtick from the pilot. Could have been rearranged a little bit.
Yeah.
Who was the worst parent this week?
Actually, I want to do something different.
What do you want to do?
I want to map again.
Okay.
Because we've already established, well, earlier Raditz is Paris.
Yeah.
And I'm suspecting as we go forward and Vegeta moves into the role he has that I've seen in Super, Vegeta will be Paris.
Yeah, a little bit I've seen of Paris, that seems reasonable.
The whole, like, rival, I'm better than you, but we kind of have a frenemy dynamic going. But I have another mapping I want to introduce.
Okay.
Piccolo equals Luke.
Piccolo is Luke?
Piccolo is Luke. He is the grumpy father figure that the young, like, child who's going and learning about life never had.
Okay, yeah, I think that's 100% reasonable. I can definitely see the Luke-Piccolo parallels.
You know... Piccolo hits you with a laser to the face, Luke withholds coffee. Same deal, same level of seriousness for each show.
It's true, yeah. No, it matches with that level of what's happening. So really what you're saying is you want to, just like I wanted to see the Dragon Ball Z version of Paris's first confrontation of Rory, you want to see the Dragon Ball Z version of Luke pseudo-parenting Rory.
Yeah.
Just Luke tossing Rory into a mountain and then beating the crap out of her.
I mean, he already threw a deer at her car.
He did already throw a deer at her car. Okay, do we want to swap anybody this episode? I got one.
Yep.
I want to swap Mrs. Kim.
Okay.
With King Kai.
Okay.
I want Goku to have run down Snake Way, avoided falling into hell, you know, thwarted Princess Snake if you were watching the fillers, and made it to King Kai's planet, and then there's this grumpy, middle-aged Korean woman who's like, you want to beat Saiyans? Chase monkey! What? But the monkey, but you're King Kai, right? You're gonna teach me the Kaioken! Like, no, you want to beat Saiyans? Why are you not watching Sun? Training to fight Saiyans? You should watch Sun. Send little bald man. Little bald man doesn't have any kids. Or Green Man. He also doesn't have any kids. You have Son to look after. Why are you here?
Quick note to the audience who have not watched Gilmore Girls. This is not Grant's racist interpretation of a Korean woman. This was 1999's interpretation of a Korean mother, like, through Mrs. Kim to Grant.
Yeah, that's a spot-on Mrs. Kim impression. I'm not being even a little bit racist there. I'm just, well, okay, maybe I am, but only vicariously. That's 100% Mrs. Kim. So that's what I want to see. I want to see Mrs. Kim training Goku.
See, funny, I would do the same thing the other way. I want to see King Kai in Stars Hollow. I was happy to swap him with almost anybody, but now I can swap him with Mrs. Kim because I want to see Kim Kai, yeah, there we go. Kim Kai reacting to Rory kissing a boy with Stars Hollow because he would freak out as much as everyone else.
Rory kissed the new boy? That's right, Bubbles. He's cute.
For the record, this is not Grant being racist against space aliens. This is a spot-on impression of King Kai.
I don't know about that.
No, you need to sound more like Cartman.
I do an alright King Kai. It's pretty spot-on Bubbles, though. So, oddly enough, I think that's Gilmore Ball Z this week.
Well, thanks for listening. We'd love to hear your thoughts about King Kai. We'd love to hear your thoughts on Rory kissing a boy. We want to hear your thoughts on the Dementia Village, so join us on Facebook, where we're under Gilmore Ball Z, email gilmoreballz@gmail.com, WordPress, gilmoreballz@wordpress.com, or Twitter, where it's, you guessed it, Gilmore Ball Z.
So, is the training from King Kai enough to defeat the Saiyans? Will someone fix Lorelei's fridge? And can Taylor find the Dragon Balls to wish Luke had more Thanksgiving spirit? Find out next time on Gilmore Ball Z.